What's going on, everybody? It's your favorite brown-skinned bearded host coming back to you with another episode. Another episode of my special project, my podcast, Goat Talk with Ace Hendrix. Yeah. First, let me go ahead and address this. It's been a minute. I think 2 months to be exact since my first episode. And I just want to tell you guys that I didn't forget about you guys at all. I didn't. You know, I still love each and every one of you guys. I appreciate all my supporters, people that want to see me win, people that ask when my next episode is coming out, people that ask how's everything going on, you know, what's going on. People ask that what I got going on next. You know, I appreciate every single one of you guys. During the two month process, you know, I just had some other things to focus on. I just had things, you know, with life that I had to focus on. And, you know, I wanted to get a video out during those 2 months, but, it just wasn't right. It wasn't time, which, actually goes along with what today's episode is about. So, go ahead, sit back, relax, and, go ahead and enjoy Go Talk with Ace Hendrix, episode 2. Timing is everything. See, with timing is everything, this is something I've been telling myself for a few years now. It's something that's actually kept me calm. It's something that's actually kept me, you know, really, really patient with life. That's the word. Something. Yeah, this saying is something that has, it's something that's kept me very patient. It's something that has kept me, you know, very understanding that, not everything you want is going to come at once. It may not come when you want it to come, but it's going to come. Through my experience, you know, I've, experienced really great things. I've experienced the highest of highs. I've experienced the lowest of lows, you know, and, you know, I've worked for things that I wanted. I prayed for things that I wanted. It may not have come. It may not have came, you know, when I wanted it to, but it came eventually, you know. You know, like a perfect example about that is, you know, I finally finished school. It's something that I've been working hard for a while. And, you know, I know, you know, when it comes to school, it's a 4-year process. And, during that journey, I could say that, that was, some type of experience. I could say, man, you know, that's something that's a journey I'll never forget. I've experienced, you know, the true college experience. You know, I've experienced the greatest moments. I've had some great experience, great memories. During our journey, I've experienced the worst, you know. I've experienced stuff that made me feel like I was on top of the world. Made me feel like life couldn't be better than this, you know. Made me feel like this is what life is supposed to be about. My life is great. Like, there's nothing that could tear me down. Later on, I've experienced things that beat me up, kicked me when I was down. It made me think that I was just like, man, maybe this college stuff isn't for me. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe my life is meant for something else. So, you know, I let thoughts like that, like that experience, really get the best of me. But for some reason, I didn't quit. I never dropped out. You know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, it just wasn't my time at that moment. You know, I did what I had to do. Like I think I told you guys in my very first episode. If not, you know, I received my associate's degree in January from my local community college. You know, I did what I had to do there. That journey was still a little up and down. It was a little bumpy, but I did what I had to do. And, I graduated in January. When I got that, when I finally, you know, saw my name appear on the screen, cause you know, it was an online commencement. I saw my name and I, you know, saw my diploma, you know, come in the mail. I mean, my degree, my bad. I saw my degree come in the mail. I was very proud of myself, but I was happy, but I wasn't satisfied. You know? Like Kobe said, you know, rest in peace to him. I was like, job not finished. During that time, when I got my associates, I've had my friends, you know, friends that I went to school with and all stuff, high school with, or, you know, in college, they was graduating with their bachelor's, you know, when they was graduating with their bachelor's, you know, I only had my associates. And, that's, you know, associates is still a big accomplishment. I'm still proud of myself. And, to anybody out there, you know, that has an associates, I'm proud of you too. Don't let anybody chime in, you know, knock that, you know, don't let anybody try to undervalue what you worked for. You know, when I got my associates, like I said, I was very proud of myself, but I was just like, you know, I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied. So I enrolled into the school that I just finished from, and I did what I had to do. The journey was a lot better there. You know, in my previous years in school, I did what I had to do. I finally finished. When I finished, I just really sat back. And I just started thinking about all the things that I went through to get to this point. And I was just like, this is finally my time. You know, people that I went to school with, high school with, that, you know, went to college at the same time as me. You know, people that I met in, you know, actual college, you know, they graduated before me. It's cool. Like I said, it just wasn't my time. You know, the experience I went through was supposed to happen, unfortunately. You know, when I say unfortunately, I mean the bad stuff. You know, the bad stuff during this journey. But, you know, like I said, it just wasn't my time during that moment. I did what I had to do. I buckled down. I thugged things out. I finally reached an accomplishment that I've been working for a while. See, in life, you know, I'm in a generation where social media really runs a lot of things. Social media could really could really lead you on a path of success, or it could really brainwash you, and it could really lower your mental health. And you know, that's the ups and downs about the social media experience, the social media era. You know, I'm 23, and you know, around this time, around this age, a lot of people our age, if you're in my age group, if you're in my generation that's watching this, or just people in general, you know, actually, let me say this to the people that's in my age group right now. Like I said, I'm 23 right now. And, this is really the age where we start to think that we're running out of time. We see a lot of people on social media living life in luxury. You know, we see people driving foreign cars, seeing people go out the country, seeing people go on a vacation where, you know, where everybody wants to go, you know, seeing people just catching flights anytime they want, seeing people, you know, just live life. But then again, that's the social media. So not everything you see is real. A lot of people like to flex. A lot of people like to fake on their lifestyle. That's the thing that really catches a lot of people. I see people living their life on social media, flexing like everything is all good, flexing like, you know, that flexing like, you know, they're, you know, rich. If you are, that's great. I'm happy for you. But a lot of people fake, and that's what brings a lot of people down, which makes people think that we're running out of time, makes people think that we're not doing something right in life. Makes people think that we already failed. You know, when we're 21, 22, 23, we want everything that we've always imagined. Apartment, house, six-figure job, high, you know, well-paying jobs, a career, you know, nice luxury car. So it's a lot of things that go with it. And I know people that actually live this lifestyle for real. I know people that are still working for it, and they feel like, you know, they've kind of failed and they're not where they wanted to be at, you know, at this age, at this point in their life. And the whole point of this episode, timing is everything, is just to let you guys know that what you want may not come right now, but it's going to come. It's going to come. In your 20s, you know, we're working, we're experiencing, we're still going through life. We're not going to get everything that we want all at one time. You know, it's levels to this. You don't got to be successful. You don't got to make it in your 20s. We all want to, but some people's stories is written different. You, if you don't make it in your 20s, you still have your 30s. That sounds scary. I know. Me just being 30, that sounds scary. If I don't make it in my 20s, I'm gonna make it in my 30s. You know, if I'm getting closer in my 30s, I know for sure I'm gonna make it in my 40s. Don't let this stuff scare you. Don't let this stuff scare you, I promise you. You know, I've seen people my age and younger get what I've been working for years. It never stopped me. It may have brought me down for a quick second, because I would think that, what am I doing wrong? Why did they come up before me? Why did they get what I've been working for before me? What am I doing wrong? For a quick second, it got me for a quick second. And then I calmed myself down and I realized, I was just like, you know, I'm blessed. I'm gonna get what I want. I'm gonna get everything that I deserve sooner or later. My time is coming. Timing is everything. Just because somebody got something that I'm working for quicker than me, sooner than me, doesn't mean I'm not gonna get it. I've seen people on YouTube blow up faster than me. I've seen people that started after me get more subs than me. It never stopped me. Because the reason why, personally, why that never stopped me is because I look at my YouTube channel, I look at my videos, I look at my creativity, I look at the comments from past videos. You know, I think about my thought process and what goes into making my videos. I look at my subscriber count. And then I realize that my time is going to come. I've built a little following. I have supporters. They came up before me. Their story is written different. I'm going to get mine regardless. What never stopped me, you know, was that I make really, really good quality content that people want to continue to come back for, you know, and continue to look at. I'm not saying that the people before me don't. I don't really know what goes through their creativity process. You know, I don't know what goes through their creative process. I don't know what they do. But I look at mine and I know what I have. I built something here. I built something special, you know. That's why that's never stopped me. My timing just wasn't meant for now. But it's all right, because stuff like this, my YouTube channel, when it grows, you know, it may grow, you know, they always say slow and steady wins the race. Stuff like that never bothers me anymore, because I know that, like I said, I'm gonna get what I get. Like, you know, I'm gonna get what I deserve regardless. I'm blessed. Everything happens for a reason. My time just isn't now, but my time is gonna come sooner or later. I've seen people come up before me. I see my friends get things, you know, not even just my friends though. I've seen people that I know. I've seen people, you know, that I'm close with. I've seen content creators, you know, in the area. I've seen people come up before me, see people, you know, just get better views than me, higher subscriber counts. And one thing that I always do is I genuinely congratulate them. I genuinely congratulate them, because I love seeing people come up. I love seeing people get what they deserve. I love seeing people, you know, finally achieve what they've been working for. I can never hate on the next man. I can never hate on the next man. Because what is hating going to do for me? They steady getting what they deserve, what they're working for, and I'm sitting here worried about them. Now I'm just hindering my process. I'm stopping my process. I'm stopping my grind. Like I said in my first episode, outside of yourself, I'm going to always be somebody's biggest supporter. I love seeing people win. Absolutely. Absolutely. My time may not be now, but it's going to come sooner or later. You know, for the people that's out there, look at this video as a sign. Timing is everything. You may not be where you want to be at right now, but you're going to get there. It's a hard process. It's a long road. I know. We're all going through life. We're all going through different experiences. We're all going through different tasks, different obstacles. Don't let it stop you. It may be hard now, but when you get to where you want to be and when you achieve what you want to achieve, you're going to look back at that journey and you're going to be like, wow, I really did this. I did this on my own. This didn't stop me. This little experience right here didn't stop me. You know, this didn't make me quit. This didn't bring me down as much as I thought it did. Things that you think are going to bring you down, I promise you, it's not going to do as much as you think it is. I promise you. Speaking from experience, like I said, I've gone through things that have brought me all, that brought me down, kicked me when I was down, made me think that I wasn't going to get to where I wanted to be. You know, I've achieved different things, not even just with school. Like I said, stuff with YouTube, you know, different things. Multiple things have, you know, have made me think that I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to get past this. How am I going to get past this? I got past it. Timing is everything. I promise you. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep living your life. You're going to get to where you want to be sooner or later. And I promise you. Well, we passed the 15 minute mark. And, I can say that I feel really good about this episode. More episodes are coming soon. I'm going to try my best to get them out weekly, but if not, I'm going to get them out whenever I can. Hopefully it's not another 2 months, but I promise every episode that I upload is going to be great quality. And what I'm saying is going to be cold, hard facts. And what I say, you're going to remember moving forward in life. This is the whole point of this whole podcast. Talk about my experiences. Talk about everything that I've gone through. People, things that I've seen. And tell it to you guys, and you guys use that as a learning experience. Great quality content. This is the whole point of this. But I won't hold you guys up too much longer. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Go Talk with Ace Hendrix. I love each and every one of you guys. And your boy Ace is gone.